The Book of John, Chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, Joshua, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Joshua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he tied the towel around his waist. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which was around his waist. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Joshua answered and said to him, "What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Joshua answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Joshua said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you are." For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should also do as I did to you. Truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I do not speak of all of you. I know the ones I have chosen, but it is that the scripture may be fulfilled, quote, 'He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me.' From now on, I am telling you before it comes to pass, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Truly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." When Joshua had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me." The disciples began looking at one another at a loss to know of which one he was speaking. There was lying on Joshua's chest one of his disciples whom Joshua loved. So Simon Peter gestured to him and said to him, "Tell us who it is of whom he is speaking." He, leaning back thus on Joshua's chest, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" And Joshua then answered, "That is the one for whom I shall dip the bread and give it to him." So when he had dipped the bread, he took it and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After the bread, Satan then entered into him. Therefore Joshua said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Commentary note 48. Here is a good example of the author John reading something into a situation that Joshua did not clearly address. John says, quote, "Satan then entered into Judas," unquote. If you look at only Joshua's words from verse 1 through verse 30, you certainly could not deduce that, quote, "Satan entered into Judas," unquote. That was John's understanding and not necessarily what actually happened. Returning to text, verse 28. Now, no one of those laying around the table knew for what purpose he had said this to him. For some were supposing because Judas had the money box that Joshua was saying to him, "Buy the things we have need of for the feast," or else that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the bread, Judas went out immediately, and it was night. Therefore, when he had gone out, Joshua said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." Commentary note 49. Quote, "to the Jews," unquote. Joshua did not say, quote, to my people, or, quote, to God's people, or anything of that sort. Rather, he referred to them in an objective way, as he would any people group. The Creator is not a respecter of people. He loves and cares about all people. Returning to text, a new command I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. For by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Commentary note 50. This is the only command Joshua described as new, thus setting it apart and perhaps rising it above his other commands. If his followers do not live this command out, then there is no witness to the people of the earth of his existence or the Father's love for people. All the preaching and words and efforts will largely fail if this new command is not lived out by his people. It is the essential rubber meets the road requirement, and yet, sadly, this most important manifestation of actual love is all but gone, replaced in large measure by, quote, they will know you are Christians by your Bible knowledge or your church steeples or your Christmas songs, unquote. Christianity, churchianity is a sad, empty, and powerless substitute for the Father and Joshua's love. Continuing in the text, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Joshua answered, where I go, you cannot follow me, but you will follow later. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. Joshua answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times. John chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, and where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Joshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Commentary note 51. He does not say, quote, all people who are not Christians will go to hell, unquote, in this saying. Rather, he simply says that all people who die will go before him as their judge, for him to judge how they lived their lives and why they did things. See John chapter 5, verse 22. In addition, this claim is comprehensive and sets him apart from any other human being. He says, quote, I am the way that humans ought to live. I represent all the spiritual truth that matters, and I am eternal life. Returning to the text, verse 7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that is enough for us. Joshua said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these he will also do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Commentary note 52. In regard to sayings like this, sayings that don't match reality, only a few possibilities exist. He did not say it. It was recorded incorrectly. It only applied while he was on the earth the first time. Or we need faith to bring it to pass. See note 64 in this gospel. Continuing to the text. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Commentary note 53. The primary fruit or manifestation of a person's love of Joshua is doing what he says. It is not primarily an emotion or feeling, but rather obedience to him and his teachings. We can claim we love Joshua, but if we don't read his words, thus showing we care about what he says, and then seek to do what he says, then we in fact do not love him. See also John chapter 14, verse 21 through 24, and chapter 15, verse 10. Continuing on in the text, verse 16. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. Commentary note 54. Contrast, quote, Spirit of truth, unquote, with all the emotionally based so-called manifestations of the Spirit so prevalent in many Christian and Bible sects. Strange or uncontrolled behavior is a poor substitute for truth. Continuing on in the text, verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. After the resurrection, he will show himself to his followers. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, the one who betrayed him, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the people? Joshua answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Commentary note 55. The promise that those eyewitnesses and other contemporaries who would record the events and sayings of Joshua would do so accurately. Returning to the text, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up, let us go from here. Commentary note 56. The Father asked the Son to please go pay a ransom to free the people of the earth from the ruler of the world, quote, quote unquote, Satan. See Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. The Son could have defended himself and not given his physical life to pay the ransom, but to show his love for his Father, he laid down his life for all who consider him a friend and thus accept the freedom that he provides. John chapter 15. I am the vine, and my Father is the one who cares for the vine. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit.